So thank you once again to everybody for coming out. Agorapulco, thank you so much. Let's welcome to the stage Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance, everybody.
Make some noise for Bruce. Bruce always tries to be a good host. Give it up for Bruce. What's up, everybody? I got a few things to share with you guys today. I appreciate anybody being here right now. This is cool to have some people here who want to discuss some ideas. I know that there's been Anarchapulco going on and Agorapulco, and I see some people that I met a couple months ago when we did the Greater Reset in Ziwa. Was anybody at the Greater Reset or watched that online? Yeah, quite a few people. Cool. Awesome. We're going to be doing another one in May, by the way, so stay in Mexico. But I've seen people out here having fun, sharing ideas, doing the parties, doing different things, and I just have a few things that I want to share today that hopefully can add to your experience that you've already been having here this week or however long you've been here. But before we do that, I would like to just take a moment and breathe with you guys. Anybody like to breathe? All right, let's take a nice deep breath. And release. Let's do one more. Nice deep breath. Release. So I always end my talks with an affirmation, but this time I want to start off doing the affirmation first. So if you've heard me speak and you want to participate in this, or whoever hears this and wants to participate, please join me. I am powerful. I am beautiful, and I am free. Just want to set the tone for what we're about to hear, what I'm about to share, right? So we breathe a little bit together, do an affirmation together. Maybe now we're ready to talk. I'm going to talk about solutions today. It's pretty much the only thing I care about in 2021 and going forward. Many of you know my work. I do journalism. I have a website, theconsciousresistance.com. I've written some books. And does this get louder? I could creep up on the mic if you want me to. Good?
Yeah.
There? Better? Cool. All right. So some of you know my work. I do journalism. I make documentaries. I've written books. I run a website called The Conscious Resistance. And a lot of that work does focus on poking holes in the mainstream narrative, exposing the lies and the corruption of government and corporations and really sick, twisted agendas, and sticking to the facts. And that is important. I do that with a purpose to try to help educate people so that they can end up at places like this looking for solutions. It's a very purposeful path of journalism that I'm trying to take. And so I do talk about the quote-unquote problems with my work in that way, but really 2021, COVID, 1984, everything that we all know about, that we all could talk about all night and complain about all night, this has really been, I think, a catalyst for a lot of people to recognize that we have some shit to do, that we have some, if we're really serious about being the people that get to carry the torch of liberty onto the next generation and for the coming seven generations and beyond, that we really got to maybe do more than just come party at the beach. That maybe there's more work to actually be done internally, externally, etc. So my point is that I think that I just keep coming to this place where, making YouTube videos. Well, I'm not on YouTube. I got banned last October for COVID misinformation. When I do a video report and I put it out there, I do so because I think it's important. And I'm going to continue to do that. But really, just going into 2020, I made the move. Me and my partner Miriam, we moved to Mexico in March. We decided it was just time for us to do it. And we've been searching for land. We've been building community both online and in person with people and really just seeing what else is possible. And also, again, through my journalism, writing about really crazy shit like immunity passports. Like, I want everybody here to hear this today. Wherever you're from, by the end of this summer, for sure by the end of the year, digital immunity passports are going to be rolled out everywhere. They're already in the process. We have a number of companies from Bill Gates Foundation working on the Common Pass with the Rockefeller Foundation. See, I said I wasn't going to talk about the problems, but I can't help it. But the reality is these things are coming. So it's important to talk about them, right? We don't put our heads in the sand. We're not going to serve ourselves by totally just like, let's just party. Let's ignore it. We have to acknowledge these facts. But also, I believe that it's showing those of us who really give a damn about liberty. And like I said, keeping it continuing on for the next generations, that we might have to make some lifestyle changes. At some point, you're going to have to say no. And whatever that no looks like, that's up to you. For example, some people are now having to make decisions. I've already had nurse friends in Houston say they've lost their jobs because they refused the vaccine. There's people who are already being forced to make that choice, and many more of you will have to make that choice in the coming months and years. If you're working in the mainstream, you know, if you're going back home from this, back to work some white market mainstream job, I'm not hating on you, but you know just as much as I do, they have more of a squeeze on you than somebody who's outside of that system. If they can hold your 401k until you get a vaccine or until you've been proven immune, et cetera, or a bank loan or whatever else they want to tie it to in this social credit system that we know is developing, then they can starve you out if they want. And this is a reality. We already have, I mean, just again, like we have all the information out there. None of this is conspiracy. This is all facts, everything I'm sharing with you today. We already have the UK foreign minister saying that it might require it to get into the supermarket for people. Do you have enough food to take care of your family? Are you going to be able to provide for your family if they say you can't come to work anymore without a PCR test or without a vaccine? Have you thought about these things in a very practical way? I think we need to get out of thinking in terms of normalcy. And I'm not here to incite or encourage panic, but instead, as I said earlier, to use COVID-1984 and now this sort of new era that we're moving into, the so-called new normal, as a catalyst to actually take the steps that we know are going to be required to survive. Yes, hoard your Bitcoin and get into alternative currencies and learn about these philosophies, but also think about what ways you are still ingrained and beholden to that system. Is your money still in the banking system? Could they keep that from you one day if they attempted to? We all know they could. Are you dependent on the mainstream food production system? Most of us are. The most, you know, the kind of developed modern world, this is the way we're living our lives. But COVID has shown us that there is this larger agenda. If you didn't know already, there's a larger agenda that has become much clearer. And for me, I've just been focused the last year being in Mexico, building community, that the idea that I see, the idea that I wrote about in this book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, is what I call exit and build. Instead of remaining either, I guess, paralyzed by fear, or because to me, just sort of sidebar here, I think the thing that drives me crazy is the people that I know and care and love about who see what's going on but refuse to act. Like, they see it and yeah, shit's getting crazy. Yeah, every time I share an article, every time I say something, and again, I'm just thinking, have you thought about what you're going to do when it's here though? You know, I have a brother, other close friends who will acknowledge, I see the immunity passports. Oh, I see the things they're putting kids in schools with freaking boxes on their heads and all kinds of crazy things that I'm sure you guys have seen. They're just disturbing, disturbing realities, and people are already accepting these things. And some of these aren't just totally, oh, ignorant sheep or whatever. People who know what's going on but are refusing to act. So we have to start asking ourselves, are we going, like, awareness, knowledge is not enough anymore. We need action more than ever. Knowing what's going on but doing nothing, you might as well be asleep. You might as well just be in the matrix if you're not going to do anything. That's at least where I'm coming from. I feel like, dude, 2021, how many of us have been watching documentaries and going down that rabbit hole for 5+ years? 10+ years? 15, 20, I mean, like, we could see, we've been doing this for a minute, right? Not all of us just woke up last year. A lot of people did wake up last year, and that's been pretty interesting to see that happening, see how confusing it's been for some people. My point is that at what point are we ever going to take the steps? I know I have, you know, answers for myself, and I want to share a little bit about that, but I want each of us to think about that. Like, at what point do you say knowing and sharing memes on Facebook is kind of not enough anymore? Maybe I need to start growing my own food, or maybe I need to get to know the local farmers, and maybe I need to learn how to get my money out of that banking system and not just talk about it and post about it and hold Bitcoin, but actually, in a real way, get away from the Federal Reserve system. Like, we need real action more than ever. At least this is the path I'm choosing. Of course, everybody is free to do what they want. This is a voluntary, non-coercive movement. But I do think that if we don't really start taking tangible steps, practical steps, and things that we can share, that we can replicate community to community all around the world, here in Mexico and the US, all across Europe, etc., because this is a global agenda. The immunity passports are being rolled out all over. They're already in Denmark, Sweden, Portugal's working on them. The European Union just agreed about a week ago that they're going to develop them by June. The Biden administration is investigating how they can create vaccine certificates. So these things are, this is not a fiction. This is like something we need to think about in a very tangible way. Which side of the line are you going to be on? Do you have a way to get around that? I believe that the philosophy of agorism and counter-economics and opting out of the state and people who choose to do what's right and moral rather than what is legal will find a way. There's already a new underground railroad that has begun to form, and I call it the counter-economic underground railroad. For the last year, we've been doing totally legal, but I think kind of the early stages of something bigger, going back to Houston, to the U.S., meeting people who follow my work or who just heard about the Counter-Economic Underground Railroad through the Freedom Cell Network, and we helped them come to Mexico. And there is an exodus that's already happening. People don't quite see it yet, but people are ready to get... I'm getting emails every single day from people who are terrified of what's happening in the U.S. and U.K. and Europe, and they're wondering if Mexico might be a better option. So the exodus has already begun, but they are going to make it much more difficult to just move about freely as we've become accustomed to. And, you know, I think it's really showing that these people, their agenda is really to own us. I mean, they already believe they own us, but now we're getting to the point where they want to own the genome itself. You know, our genes and our DNA, and they're already collecting that. It's already been shown that companies funded by Bill Gates have been collecting DNA through some of the tests, in case you haven't seen that information yet. But we're going to get to some more of that. But first, I want to tell you guys why I'm inspired, though. Like, this talk was called This Is Our Time to Shine. And the reason I named it that is because despite all this crazy shit I was just talking about, there's some really awesome stuff going on. There's some really beautiful solutions both in like the digital tech crypto world and permaculture. And again, like I said, the amount of people, how many people know individuals who prior to COVID weren't asking questions and now are at least skeptical of just the world in general? Have you seen people starting to question things? As much as we've seen also the other side, of course, the indoctrinated. I believe those are our brothers and sisters waiting for us to find a way to help them out of that. I try not to shame them and call them sheeple or whatever it is, because I don't know how that advances us or brings us any closer together. Instead, I recognize that we've all been in that position, unless you're really one of the lucky ones who, you know, you had conspiracy theorist parents and they, you know, raised you up like that. Some people are blessed like that, but not all of us are. We have to find our way, right? And so if the only thing we ever received was people saying, you're a fucking sheep, which is what I've seen some people do on the streets when I've gone out for activism. Like, if they see somebody and they try to hand a flyer and that person doesn't take it, they just respond in this negative, angry way. And again, I don't see how that advances us. So there are a lot of people waking up. There's also a lot of confusion. There's been things like QAnon and other things going on out there. A lot of people, I feel, losing their way in these various layers of deception as they start to wake up and question the world at large, though. So it's good that we have new minds that are questioning, but they're also sort of, some of them are still looking for saviors outside of themselves. Some of them are still thinking politicians are going to save the day, or that the, you know, this secret whoever team behind the scenes that's just, everybody needs to wait and trust that everything's going to turn out all right. I mean, there's different modes of action right now, but the point is that people are starting to question, and that does inspire me. As much as the last year has also been chaotic, it's been a time of making decisions. I can't tell you the amount of people who've reached out to me and personal friends who said that they finally decided to take, you know, real world steps and make different moves. People saying that, hey, we sold our house, we just bought some land, we're, you know, really making radical steps because they're not only out of concern with what's going on, but again, seeing this as a chance, as an opportunity. Instead of like, oh my God, let's be afraid of COVID, let's use this as an opportunity to be the ones to show people that there is a better way. That's what this talk is about. This is a call to action, that this is our time to shine. Every single person here hearing this, and every person who will hear this, has some skills, something to contribute to this movement. I fully have believed for years that we have everything we need within our community. All the resources we could ever ask for are here. It's just about making those connections, building those bonds, and doing so in a voluntary, mutually beneficial way. So as we come together and we recognize the strength within our communities, we have this, I mean, incredible opportunity that I don't know that there's ever been another generation, at least in you know, a long time, maybe since the last cycle, that has had this chance. I have come to realize more and more over the last 2 years that we were put here for this moment. I truly believe that. I don't even mean to just say that in some sort of kind of, I don't know, just silly way. I truly mean that I think this is why we are here. I think that those of us who find each other, that are finding each other in different ways, the story is the same. We're the black sheep in our family. Nobody wants to listen to us. Somehow we find each other, we realize we're a part of a bigger community, and then we start thinking, well, what's the next step? Let's put on our own festivals. Let's put on our own events. Let's start building our own communities. We're at that stage now where we are creating. And the foundation that we're laying right now, guys, the little kids that we do see around here, we're deciding the world that they're going to be born into. Is it going to be a world where they can't be within 6 feet of their friends and they never see a human smile? Or is it going to be a world where people are building together, that are using nonviolent communication, that are aiming to be conscious people? And none of us are perfect, of course, but aiming to never stop growing is kind of the way I see it. I don't ever want to stop growing. I want to keep learning. I never want to feel like I'm just so full of myself, I think there's nothing else to learn, right? I feel like that, you know, you become static after that. So we get to decide what the world is going to be like. Either we are going to lay a foundation that is going to be the foundation of all the dystopian novels we read about come to life, and maybe a world where, as in 1984, the word for freedom doesn't even exist anymore. It's not even a concept people can comprehend. That's one vision. Or we decide to take it a different direction. Because I'm sure you've heard this call for the Great Reset. And there's trillions of dollars behind the Great Reset. I've spent a lot of the last year investigating the World Economic Forum and a lot of this whole agenda. Again, like the problems, it's important to understand them. The truth of the matter is that I don't think there's any way to stop what's in motion. There is trillions and trillions of dollars and a lot of public-private fascistic partnerships already in motion. I think what our role in this can be is to recognize, for one, that we have the power to direct where things go from here. They want us to believe that we're powerless. They want us to believe that we are disconnected from the earth, that we're disconnected from the water. They're trying to mine our minds. They're trying to mine the earth. They're trying to take our pure essence that does connect us to this Mother Earth and to this planet that has been here and that will be here after us. There's so much disconnection going on right now, and they want us to believe that the only way for us to have a healthy, imbalanced relationship with this planet is for these tyrannical psychopaths to run the world in this top-down authoritarian vision that they promise will be more sustainable, socially just, et cetera, utopian lies. These people do not have good intentions. But I also know that we do still have that connection to the earth. We do still have our connection to our roots. How many of you here recognize that you are an indigenous person? No matter what part of the planet you come from. Brother John Trudell, he was a very powerful radical native activist that died in 2015, and he was a part of the Red Power movement, as it was called in the 60s and 70s. And if you've never heard him speak, I encourage you to go look up his talks. It'll really just take you somewhere special. But he helped me understand this, that they have been colonizing the human race. They being, I don't know, whatever name you want to attach to it. I call it the predator class, the predator energy. That energy, that parasitic energy, has been colonizing the planet. All of us are indigenous to this planet. Even those of you who are lighter skinned, what are sometimes called white, it's a term that I don't really like because I think it's sort of, it doesn't mean anything. You're German or you're Italian or, you know, you have more than just this color. And black is also really like that. There's all kinds of different shades. It just doesn't do it for me. But people who come from, whether it was several hundred years ago or more recently, if you come from Europe, even the people of Europe have been colonized. It was thousands and thousands of years ago. The black folks have been fighting it for 500 years with slavery. The natives in different parts of North America and Central and South America have been fighting it for 500 years. But the folks who are descended from Europe were the first that were colonized. And you could say in some way they were colonized by this predator energy that did use religion to take people away from their indigenous traditions that we sometimes call shamanic or maybe druidic and pagan and things like that. But the fact is that there were tribes and there was individuals spread across what we call Europe now that had a way that was more connected to the planet and in tune and in balance with the planet and recognized all of creation as important. And over time, this predator energy, it colonized Europe, and then it started to spread around the world, and it's colonized the entire planet. And now we're fighting about whose ancestors colonized who more and dividing ourselves further, but the reality is all of our ancestors have probably been on both sides of the equation at one point, because humanity's history is pretty violent until about 10 years ago, maybe. It's still violent. But wars weren't that long ago. We've been a violent species. So my point is that when this conversation comes up, I see people getting divided. Well, it was your ancestors, or you did this, or you need to pay in this way, instead of recognizing that there is an intergenerational epigenetic trauma in the human species from the colonization energy that has taken place to all of us, no matter your skin color, no matter your place of birth, or where your ancestors came from. And COVID-1984 is the next extension of that colonization. As I said, they are now trying to colonize the human genome. They're trying to control our DNA. And I don't mean that in any hyperbole. That is the truth of the matter. They are literally trying to colonize our DNA now for who the hell knows what. The point is, though, that we, as we own our bodies, we own not only our physical bodies, but we own our blood within us. We own our DNA. You know, that is part of self-ownership. And I see inspiration because I recognize that people are awakening to this in different ways. They might not quite think of it as in terms of decolonization or that they've been colonized, but people are recognizing these people are trying to control the food. They're trying to control health. And if you look through the history of colonization in Australia and North and South America, one of the first ways you could take your enemy out is to control their food supply, control water. And what do you think they're doing now? They're colonizing the entire planet by trying to get control of water, mineral rights, as well as just buying up all the farmland. We all know Bill Gates and others are doing that. My point is, this is not a new program. As Russell Means said, another great Native activist before he died, welcome to the reservation. And so it's come full circle now, this colonizing predator energy to try to manipulate and control the entire world. And when they take these steps, they also have the opposite effect of waking up more and more people. And so the last year, as I said, I've seen so many people start to question, people I know personally in my life, people waking up online, people who we might consider normie outside of these circles, right? Maybe somebody who hasn't even heard that this community exists and they're just starting their journey. Somehow they stumble upon some information and they're ready to go down those rabbit holes. I mean, it has been a huge opportunity. But this is why I say it's our time to shine, right? Because we're already a part of the club. We're kind of already here, right? We're still on our journey. It's not like we know everything, of course. But we have that opportunity to welcome new people in and help them find the communities, to help them find the other parts of themselves. Because all of this is just a remembering. We're putting ourselves back together as the ones who really helped create this. We're trying to balance out that dark energy, the predator class, with those of us who are trying to create something better. Because I truly believe without them, I don't think we're here. I don't know if I would have woken up if there wasn't these crazy psychopaths doing these things for me to freak out about and then try to change the world. You know, that wouldn't have happened if they weren't there doing their thing. We wouldn't be here trying to think of solutions if they didn't exist, if they weren't there as well. And I'm not saying that we just let them be, but I do think it's important to recognize that we're looking at our own reflection as well. We're looking at all the things that we are capable of. We're looking at the worst of humanity. And if we're trying to move forward in a solutions-based way in 2021, we can't help but also look internally. This is the most local you can be in your heart and your mind, your spirit. And to do that shadow work, as it is termed, just spend some time alone with yourself in your own head and your mind, get to know yourself a little bit, get to learn your fears, and, you know, learn to love them. Some people say conquer them. Sometimes that helps. Sometimes just getting to acknowledge and know yourself on a deeper level is the work itself, right? So I'm also inspired because of the Greater Reset activation that I mentioned earlier. That was just, I don't want to promote another event too much, but just for those of you who've seen it, I really think that it's bigger than an event. I think that we've just seen this international community form now around the idea of people who, again, okay, I heard the Greater Reset's coming. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? That's the question I keep hearing more than ever. What are we actually going to do about it, though? What are we going to do? Okay, well, we're just going to keep watching documentaries and talking about it. The idea with the Greater Reset was, instead of watching the World Economic Forum for 5 days talk about their diabolical plans for the world, that we were going to get together and for 5 days talk about solutions, talk about growing our own food, talk about permaculture, talk about getting off their economic system, talk about how we can take our health and our education back in our hands, talking about building intentional communities and ideas on community organizing. Very practical things that, again, I think are the next step. I don't think we can continue to live the lives that we have become accustomed to. Now, I'm not saying you have to, like, go live in a hut and be without the comforts that you love in life and that it's going to be Mad Max. We're not there yet. Or Terminator 1 or 2. We're not there yet. But I do think, again, if you're thinking you can continue to just live that life that you won't be socially engineered to comply with PCR tests. I mean, it's already the masks, right? It's the same thing you see with the masks, but the next step is the PCR test. They're already doing that for flying, right? The next step is the immunity passports to travel. There's at least five that I know, big companies that are rolling them out already, including the airline industry. It's called the IATA Travel Pass. And over 200 organizations, airlines are represented, including Mexican Airlines, are represented by this IATA organization, as well as the Common Pass, the Health Pass, COVID Pass, and there's one other. So they're coming. They're expecting them to be rolled out. They're promising people life's going to go back to normal by summer, but what that means is you're going to have a negative test or proof of immunity. So what does our world look like with that world? Maybe with enough noise and enough pushback, we can stop it. Maybe with enough lawsuits. I personally don't really have a lot of faith in lawsuits and the legal system and that kind of thing. I do have faith in you guys making noise and us pushing back in some places, but I don't know if on a whole we're going to stop this, and I mean like the whole world. I'm not saying we give up, but I do think that the ingenuity of our minds and the creativity of all of our community, again, will find ways to get out of their systems and to build something better. That's the whole thing. We don't need their shit. Who's happy? Who wants to build something different? Like, I'm tired of playing this game. I don't want to play this game anymore. Because that's, again, that's one more thing that we have to remember. We cannot expect to achieve real change, long-lasting generational change that we need for us, for the young ones now, and for the coming seven generations and beyond, if we continue to play within the confines of the game that they have built for us. If we continue to play by the oppressor's rules, we're not going to get out. The thing is, when we're born into the system, and there's this board game here, and they say you can do anything on there. You can protest, you can vote, you can be apathetic, you can get high, you can do whatever, but don't consider anything else outside those boundaries, right? So the moment you try to do something out of those boundaries, like say Ross Ulbricht, they locked you up for life. They locked you away. They shut you down. We're living in this backwards world where all of our heroes are being locked up, they're being criminalized, they're being persecuted, and the criminals are the ones celebrated in TV and in the church halls and everywhere else. Sorry, I just get on a little rant sometimes. I lost my thought. Anyone? Where was I? Always solutions. Oh, yeah, the board. So, right, yeah, so if you start getting out of that game, like if you say, you know what, I want to do agorism. I just want to not pay taxes when possible. I want to build a business but not get a license. I want to take my money out of the banking system, or I want to build a whole new system that allows people to transact without the banks. They don't like that, because they don't want us competing with them directly. And that's the key, at least that's the key that I see, is that rather than thinking that we're going to change their system with violence and over, you know, storming the Capitol or, you know, a political revolution and voting somebody out, rather than playing that game, rather than consigning ourselves to apathy, which is essentially consigning us and future generations to death, then we should choose to build. We should choose, as I said earlier, to exit from their system and build something better. And that might sound like a big idea, but I think that is the only solution. That if we can form our own institutions, we hear people like Dolores Cahill talking about building her own airlines and things like that so we can have private airline service without masks. That's what we need. We need more new things. And we have to, if you don't have the ideas and the technological ability, we need to support those who are building these alternatives. The decentralized web, the decentralized, you know, everything. The encrypted devices, so we can still use technology but without giving our entire lives over. The new methods to grow our own food that aren't dependent on factory farming systems, that aren't destructive to the planet, and instead help the other ecosystems, the plants, the animals, the stone nations, all of the ecosystems thrive together through permaculture. Instead, this is the world that we can create. We don't need the Mad Max dystopian vision. Let them have that. And at the same time, I do believe that our brothers and sisters who are still kind of indoctrinated, for lack of a better term, at the moment, when they see what we're building over here, when they continue to see us thriving and eating healthy and healing our wounds and building this better stage, they will want to join us. And that's where we shine. We welcome them in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming. We're happy to have you here. Let's build something better together. Let's help each other instead of break each other down. I know that myself, I've gotten caught up in the division in the last year because of things have been so heated. But we're at a point now, I really do believe more than ever, that if we don't choose to shine, if we don't choose to step up and be the leaders, because that's it. I mean, there's really nobody else coming. You guys realize that, right? There's not like... We have other brothers and sisters who speak other languages that maybe we haven't met, and they're sitting in rooms just like this right now trying to figure out. I know for sure we have friends in India, Australia. I mean, just really think about that, guys. Not only through think of the community that has become Anarchapoco and people who have come from all around the world. We also have things like I've helped create like the Freedom Cell Network, which has just passed 20,000 people all around the world, active in India and all over the place. I mean, we are building something. We are building something massive. And the only thing is now, can we keep up with it? Can we scale that growth? And can we do it together without fucking it up, without letting ourselves be divided like every other, dare I say, movement of the past? I think this is where it's our time to shine, to recognize that other than our brothers and sisters of other languages planning with us, there is no other team. There are no Avengers. All that is propaganda. There is no Superman or the Avengers or Luke Skywalker coming to save you. Or QAnon, we'll put it in the same category. It's us. We are the leaders. Say it with me. We are power.
We are power.
We are power.
We are power.
We truly are. We truly are, guys. We have so much within us to turn this. I don't even want to say turn it around, because we're already deciding where it goes. We can decide to be passenger in someone else's game and somebody else's ship and let them take us down this great reset agenda they have. Or we can create a greater reset, a people's reset. We can decide what the new earth looks like. Because the fact of the matter is that many of the systems in our world are not sustainable. They're not serving the people. They're not serving the planet. But it's because these people helped build them, and now they're trying to take advantage of that and put themselves in that same position. So the point is, we have an opportunity to recognize that what we had before, prior to COVID-1984, prior to this next attempt at colonization, was not... I mean, yeah, there were some good things, but I don't want to go backwards. Who wants to go backwards? Who wants to go forwards? Anybody want to go forwards to something better than what was then? Better than what we have now? Better, maybe better than what's ever been? Because again, remember, the ones who are counting on us are the young ones we see running around here enjoying the beach, the young ones that aren't born yet, and the seven generations and beyond. They're depending on us right now to decide what kind of world we're going to create. And they have no say in it at this moment. But they're depending on us to do something, to decide to take action. And I know that every time in my life that I've decided to get up and just walk out the door and do something, something happens. Things roll forward. But if I sit still and I choose to let my doubts, my fears, my insecurities, whatever, keep me at home and keep me back, then I don't progress. Things don't happen. We got to get past our own selves. We need to recognize again that we are power and that we have the strength to do anything we want this year. Thank you, guys. I want to do the affirmation one more time. Thank you guys for being with me, for staying with Bruce. All right, if you feel like repeating after me, thank you guys again. I do have a couple of books and shirts if anybody wants to check it out. All my books are available to download for free on my website. My documentaries are there as well, theconsciousresistance.com. Let's do it again. Let's take another deep breath. If you feel inclined, please repeat after me. I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
Let's let them hear us on the beach. I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am free.
I am free.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right. Keep it going. Uplift him. Uplift him. Send him back. Uplift him. Uplift him. Send him back. Uplift him.